Good afternoon, everybody.
弟兄姊妹，下午好。
It's a privilege for me to stand here to share God's word with you this afternoon.
对我来讲，能够站在这里跟大家分享神的话语，是我特别的权利。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Heavenly Father, we ask for the anointing of your Holy Spirit.
父神，我们祈求你圣灵的油膏。
We ask that you anoint your word, O God.
求你油膏你自己的话语
that we would understand your truth.
好让我们能够理解你的真理
that we would understand what it means to be an intercessor for you.
好让我们能够明白怎么样才算是为你代祷的人
teach us to pray, dear Lord.
帮助我们知道怎么样祷告主啊
we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告呢是奉耶稣名求
Amen.
Amen.
Intercessory prayer is a powerful prayerWhereby a person stands before God on behalf of others.
一个代祷是一个大有能力的祷告，乃是一个人为着别人来到神的面前向神呼求。
We stand on behalf of someone who is either unable to or not willing to pray for themselves.
可能这个人他不能够，也许他不愿意来到神面前祷告，所以我们为他来到神面前代求。
And we plead before the Lord to move His hand to do His will.
所以我们来到神面前，我们祈求神来摇动神的手，来为这个人做事。
In the scripture that we read just now in Ezekiel chapter 22 and verse 30, the word of God says.
在以西结书二十二章三十节，我们刚刚所读的经文那里讲到。
I look for men among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land so I would not have to destroy it, but I found none.
我在他们中间寻找一人重修墙垣在我面前为这国站在破口防堵使我不灭绝这国却找不着一个。
Israel at that time was a backsliding nation.
在那时候，以色列在他们的信心上已经后退。
The nation was involved in gross idolatry and immorality.
所以这个国已经渗透了拜偶像以及不道德的行为。
God sent prophets time and again to warn the people, but to no avail.
但是神一次又一次差派他的先知向这国宣告他的话语。但是一点用处都没有。
And the Lord has to judge that nation.
因此神要审判这个国度。
Now scripture portrays God as a seeking God.
在圣经里面我们看到神是一位寻找的神。
He is seeking sinners to be saved.
他不断地寻找罪人为要拯救他们。
But he is also seeking intercessors, men and women who would plead before him.
但是同时候，神也寻找一些愿意为别人代祷的弟兄或者姐妹。
The Lord God had desired to judge his nation.
这我们的主，我们的神已经定义要审判这个国。
But he was looking for someone who would tell him, please don't do it.
但是同时候，他在寻找有没有人愿意来到神面前说，神啊，求你要赦免这个国。
That's why the scripture says, God says, I'm looking for that man who will stand the gap.
所以神在这段经文告诉我们说，神在众人当中寻找一个人站在破口里面。
That person will stand between the land and God to plead before the Lord to have mercy on the nation.
要在这国跟神之间站在那个破口里面求神怜悯这个国。
But he found none. Not a single person who would be an intercessor before the Lord.
但是这段经文告诉我们说，他却找寻找不着一个。
How sad it will be if it's true of the church today that there will be no intercessors for revival.
那我们今天教会的状况又怎么样呢？我们当中是否有一个愿意为教会代祷的人呢？
In this story, we read about the battle between Amalek and the children of Israel.
另外，我们在出埃及记所看到的是以色列人跟亚玛力人中间的一场战争。
This battle took place in a land in a place called Rephidim.
啊，在这里我们看到这个战争发生在利非丁这个地方。
At that time, the children of Israel had no water.
在那时候，以色列人已经没有水了。
They complained to God, and the Lord God told Moses to smite the rock, and out came the stream of water.
因此，他们向神埋怨，然后神吩咐 摩西啊啊举起神的杖，哈啊击打磐石，让磐石流出水来。
In the New Testament, Paul referred to this event.
在啊新约里面，保罗也提到这个事件。
He says in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 4.
他在啊哥林多前书十章第四节那里提到。
And did all drink the same spiritual drink?For the drink of that spiritual rock that followed them, and that rock was Christ.
他说，也都喝了一样的灵水，所喝的是出于随着他们的灵磐石，那磐石就是基督。
That rock, that stream of water from that rock is a picture of the waters of salvation.
所以在这个地方，为以色列人从磐石里面所流出的水，让我们看到的乃是耶稣基督的救恩。
It's a picture of someone who has received the living water.
让我们看到这些人喝了水以后，就好像有人得着耶稣基督的救恩，那个活水一样。
But no sooner had the children of Israel drank that water, came Amalek.
但是以色列人喝了这水不久以后呢，亚玛利人就来了。
Now who are the Amalekites?
亚玛利人到底是谁呢？
They were the descendants of Esau.
他们是以扫的后裔。
You can read this in Genesis chapter 36 on your own.
你们在创世纪三十六章的时候就可以看到。
But the Amalekites had a terrible history.
但是呢，亚玛利人有一个很可怕的历史。
During the time when the children of Israel were escaping from Egypt.
当以色列人出埃及的时候。
And when Moses was leading the whole nation out,
当摩西带领以色列人要离开的时候，
some say that there would be something like 600,000 or more people moving out of Egypt.
有一些人呢就估计，可能当时候有大概600,000的人离开埃及。
Now in such a large group of people, they were bound to be stragglers behind.
如果有这么大一群人在走动的时候呢，那后面后头的人呢就会落后了。
They would be perhaps the sick and the elderly and the small little children who would be behind.
因为当中有可能有一些有病痛的、身体有软弱的、年纪比较大的、年纪比较小的，他们就会落后了。
Scripture says in Deuteronomy chapter 25, verse 17 to 19, that the Amalekites came from behind and killed off the weak and the young and the women.
在申命记二十五章十七到十九节，我们看到亚玛利人就趁这个时期来攻击他们近后头那些软弱的人，再来杀死他们。
Amalek is a picture of evil and opposition.
所以我们看到亚玛利人在这里是一个可怕、邪恶的一个图画。
Scriptures tells us about the believer's spiritual warfare.
所以圣经里面也提到，作为信徒，我们的属灵征战。
No sooner had the children of Israel drank of that water, than came opposition.
我们看到以色列人一喝了那个灵水以后，那个敌对的势力就来到攻击他们。
As children of God, we face opposition of the evil one.
作为神的儿女，我们今天也面对那个恶者给我们的攻击。
And sometimes this spiritual battle can be from within us.
有时候这些属灵的征战也许是从我们内里出来的。
It can be from our heart, our evil desire and the temptation.
可能从我们心里那是恶欲，或者说从我们心里的那个引诱发生的。
And that's why we need to understand what it means to be an intercessor.
因此我们需要理解到底作为一个代祷的人是什么意思。
And there are a number of things that can learn from Moses, the example of an intercessor.
从这个故事我们可以从摩西身上学到一些很重要的功课，来做一个好的代祷的人。
The first principle that we learn is that spiritual conflict involves human responsibility and divine intervention.
第一个我们可以学习到的就是代祷的时候，我们是包含人的责任，也包含神的介入。
In the face of the incoming enemy, Moses told Joshua.
在面对那个敌人的时候，摩西对约书亚说。
And we read in Exodus 17 and verse 9.
我们看到在出埃及记十七章第九节。
And Moses said unto Joshua.Choose us out men and go out fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in my hand.
摩西对约书亚说：“你为我们选出人来， 出去和亚玛利人征战，明天我手里要拿着神的杖站在山顶上。
Joshua was to do the battle in the valley.
约书亚需要在谷底来打仗。
Moses was to do the spiritual battle on top of the mountain.
但是摩西本人却要在山顶上来做来参与那个属灵的征战。
And sometimes in the face of temptation and the trials and difficulties of life,
有时候当我们面对试探，我们面对生命的困难的时候，
we rely sometimes on God given wisdom to work out a strategy.
我们需要从神而来的智慧，让我们理出一个处理的方案。
And sometimes we ask ourselves, why am I feeling this way?
有时候我们也会自问，为什么我的感觉这样子？
How shall we deal with this situation if Jesus is with me?
如果耶稣现在与我在一起的话，他会怎么样去看待这样的处境？
So there is this Joshua in the valley doing the battle.
所以现在我们看到约书亚在谷底准备要打仗。
However, if everything is out of human design, then we will fail.
但是如果所有事情都是根据人的设计、心思意念的话，可能这个就会失败了。
We need divine intervention to be a Moses on the mountaintop.
我们需要神的介入，需要有像摩西这样的人在山顶上。
So our daily battle is fought both in the valley and on the mountaintop.
所以让我们看到我们每一天所遇见的征战，不单是在谷底要打仗，我们在山顶上也要打仗。
The second principle that we learn is this.
第二个我们可以学到的原则。
Moses carried the rod of God, the symbol of authority.
摩西拿着神的杖，那个乃是神的权柄的代表。
Jesus, prior to his ascension to heaven, said, "All authority from heaven and earth is given to you."
耶稣在升天之前，他宣告说，天上地下所有的权柄都已经加给我了。
When a policeman puts up his hand like this, all traffic stops.
当我们看到有一个交通警察站在马路上，他举起手的时候，所有的车辆都停下来。
Not because the policeman is powerful enough to hold on to a moving vehicle.
不是因为那个警察力大无穷，所以顶住所有的车辆。
But because that hand is a symbol of authority, the law of the land to say stop.
但是因为当他举起手的时候，他是带着那个地方的律法的权柄。
So the rod of God that Moses held on to him is just a simple piece of wood.
所以虽然摩西拿着神的杖，在外表看来只是一根木头。
But that carries the authority of God.
但是这个神的杖却带着神的能力。
Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 13 and 14. John 14, verse 13 and 14. Jesus said,
耶稣在约翰福音14:13-14那么说，
And whatsoever you shall ask in my name, that will I do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son.If ye shall ask anything in my name, I will do it.
他说：“你们奉我的名无论求什么，我必成就。叫父因儿子得荣耀。你们若奉我的名求什么，我必成就。”
So dearly beloved, the name of Jesus is conveys authority.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹，我们有没有发现到，原来耶稣基督的名是带着能力的？
And sometimes we use the name of Jesus without much meaning. We use it as the closing of our prayer. In Jesus' name, Amen.
很多时候，当我们使用耶稣的名字，我们没有仔细去思想到底内里含有什么意义。当我们祷告结束的时候，我们就很顺口的说：“奉耶稣名求。”
You know why we do it? Because Jesus says so in John chapter 14. Whatsoever you ask in my name.
但是我们为什么这么说呢？原来在约翰福音14:13，耶稣就说了：“你们奉我的名，无论求什么。”
And yet, sad to say, sometimes children of God we fail to recognize the authority of prayer given to us.
但是很可惜的，作为神的儿女，有时候我们却忘记了神所赐给我们这个祷告的能力。
I remember years ago, I was seeing this Chinese historical drama.
我记得很多很多年前我在看一个中国历史的影片。
It was this emperor was want to send a messenger to another city for a certain mission.
看到有一个皇帝呢，准备差他的一个侍者去另外一个城办一件事情。
So the emperor gave the messenger his personal seal of authority, the name of the emperor.
所以呢，皇上呢就给了这个使者呢他的他的王帝的玉玺。
The messenger took that seal and went to that city. He was stopped by the guards.
那个特使呢，拿着他的玉玺呢，就去到那个城，在城门口呢，去遇到守卫的人。
And the messenger took up the seal.
那个使者就拿出王上的玉玺。
On seeing the seal of the emperor, all the guards fell on their knees.
那个守卫
bowed before the messenger.
那些守卫呢，一看到那个玉玺呢，就立刻下拜。
Because the messenger carried the authority of the emperor.
原因就是这个使者是带着王上的权柄。
And we are reminded from the word of God, at the name of Jesus, every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that he is Lord.
所以圣经里面提醒我们说，当我们听到耶稣的名时候，万膝都要跪拜，万口都要承认他是主。
So as we plead before the Father on behalf of someone or ourselves, we carry the name of God.
所以当我们来到神面前，我们无论是为着自己，为着别人，站在神面前带着耶稣的名的时候，我们乃是带着神的能力。
The third principle that we learn from this passage is that intercessory prayer is intense and persistent.
在第三个我们所学习到的原则就是说，代祷乃是一个强烈的，而且是需要我们持久的。
The act of stretching out his hands is a symbol of intensity of prayer.
当我们看到摩西在山上举起双手祷告的时候，我们看到他的祷告是何等的强烈。
As I read this scripture, there are two verses that stand out about intercessory prayer.
当我读这一段经文的时候，我看到有两节的经文，有两点特别提醒我关于代祷。
Hebrews chapter 5 and verse 7.
在希伯来书第五章第七节。
It reads here, who in the days of his flesh, when he had offered prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death and was heard in that he feared.
在希伯来书第五章第七节那里讲到，基督在肉体的时候，既大声哀哭，流泪祷告，恳求那能救他免死的主，就因他的虔诚蒙了应允。
Jesus set an example of intensity of prayer, that the Son of God would cry to the Heavenly Father with loud cries and tears.
在这里，耶稣让我们看到祷告可以强烈到一个地步。我们看到作为神的儿子，耶稣在祷告的时候也可以强烈到大声哀哭的地步。
If the burdens of life is heavy upon us and upon our loved one, wouldn't we cry unto the Lord like what Jesus did?
那如果我们自己或者我们所亲爱的人，他们所遇见生命生活的重担压到他们一个透不过气的地步的时候，我们是否同样的能够来到神面前大声哀哭祷告呢？
And in Romans chapter 8 verse 27, we see the intercessory prayer of the Holy Spirit.
另外在罗马书八章二十七节的时候，我们也看到圣灵为我们代祷。
We read here, the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered.
我们看到圣灵照着神的旨意来为我们用说不出来的叹息来祷告。
If two members of the Godhead, the Son and the Holy Spirit, would pray with such intensity, how about us?
如果我们看到三位一体的神的两个位格里能够用这样强烈的祷告来为我们祷告的时候，那我们岂不更应该如此吗？
There are times when sicknesses and challenges of life beset us, we need to be like Moses to stretch out our hand.
当我们遇到生命里面的病痛，我们生命里面的挑战的时候，我们也需要像摩西一样向天举起双手。
We need to take the authority of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我们需要拿起耶稣基督所给我们的权柄。
The result of Moses' intensity of prayer and is astounding.
啊，我们看到在这里，摩西那个强烈的祷告所带来的后果是多么令人意外的。
And we read that the children of Israel were gaining the upper hand in the battle.
我们看到他何时举手的时候，以色列人就打胜仗。
But then Moses' arms got tired.
但是当他这样子祷告的时候，他的双手就发沉了。
And when his hand was down.The Amalekites were gaining the upper hand.
所以当他手发沉，他的双手何时下垂的时候，亚玛利人就得胜。
So we come to the fourth principle.
让我们看到第四个原则。
There is power in collaborative prayer.
所以在集体、在群体的祷告里面，也是大有能力的。
We read that Moses' arms got tired, and Aaron and Hur were there to prop up his arms in prayer.
我们看到当摩西祷告到疲累的时候，啊，亚伦跟霍尔就在那里托住他的手。
You know, even a great leader, saint like Moses, grows tired.
就是伟大的如摩西的领袖，也是会双手发沉的。
There are times when they are discouraged.
有时候他们会灰心。
After all, we are all human.
为什么呢？因为我们只不过是人。
At times, we complain to the Lord. I've been praying, and nothing is happening.
有时候我们会向神埋怨说：“主啊，为什么一直祷告都没有结果呢？”
And like Moses, we ask someone to help.
所以我们需要学习像摩西一样，我们需要请别人来帮忙。
And like Moses, we are not afraid to share our prayer needs with one another.
就如摩西一样，我们需要跟别人一样分享我们祷告的担子。
After all, what did Jesus mean when he said, "Where two or three are gathered in my name"?
不然的话，耶稣为什么说若有两三个人奉我的名祷告
？He expects God's people to share with one another and together pray together.
那就是在耶稣的计划里面，他是预定我们要一同来分担。这个祷告的担子的。
So although Moses was the principal, the main intercessor, he couldn't have fulfilled his role without Aaron and Hur.
所以让我们看到，虽然在这个事件里面，摩西是最主要的代祷的人，但是他如果没有亚伦跟霍尔的话，他根本没有办法完成他的任务。
So we know Joshua, the great leader, during the battle in the valley.
所以我们看到约书亚那个伟大的领袖在谷底打仗。
Joshua, the great warrior.
啊，他是一个伟大的勇士。
And Aaron, we know that he was a priest of God.
啊，亚伦我们也知道他是神的祭司。
But who is Hur?
但是想想到底霍尔是谁呢？
We know very little about him.
我们看圣经的时候，没有发现很多关于霍尔的资料。
The Jewish rabbi seems to say that Hur could be the brother-in-law of Moses, but this is just a conjecture.
那个研究圣经学者估计说霍尔可能是摩西的那个姐夫。
But it may not necessarily be true.
但是可能不是正确的。
But all we learn from this lesson is that Hur could be just anyone else.
无论如何，我们所学习到的功课就是说，霍尔到底是谁不重要。
In other words, when God calls us to be intercessors, we need not be somebody great like Aaron or great warrior like Joshua.
因此我们所学习到的功课就是当神呼召我们为人代祷的时候我们不需要是一个伟人就如摩西或者不需要像约书亚是一个伟大的勇士
Any one of us can be a her just any one of us but called to exercise authority to plead before the Father
我们当中任何一个人凡是被神呼召的话我们就有这样的权柄拿着耶稣的名的权柄来为神为人在神面前祷告
So how do we respond to the call for intercessory prayer?
那如果神呼召我们来为人代祷的时候我们的回应又是如何呢
Dearly beloved, we live in troublous time
亲爱的弟兄姊妹我们是处在一个何等艰难的时代
And I do believe in my heart that God is calling his church to be a prayerful church
我心里真的实在的相信神今天呼召他的教会要成为一个祷告的教会
We need a revival in this land
我们在这个地方我们需要有一个大的复兴
When we see before us all the things that we know is not right in the sight of God
当我们看到我们周围所发生的事情在神的眼中是何等的邪恶的时候，
We need revival in the house of God.
我们在神的家里我们也需要大的复兴。
We need revival in our personal life.
在我们个人的生命里面我们也需要复兴。
God is calling us to rise up and take the rod of Moses, stretch out our hands in prayer.
神呼召我们要起来拿起摩西的杖，拿起神的杖，来伸出我们的手向神祷告。
And I conclude with this verse again, Ezekiel chapter 22 verse 30. I look for a man among them who would build up the wall and stand before me in the gap on behalf of the land so that I would not have to destroy it, but I found none.
因此当我总结的时候，我希望能够再一次来用以西结书22章第30节，我在他们中间寻找一人来重修墙垣，在我面前为这国站在破口防堵，我以使我不灭绝这国，我却找不着一个。
We stand in the gap before God.
我们今天是站在神面前，站在那个破口当中。
We plead before the Lord to build a wall of protection.
我们要求神来为我们重修这个墙环，好让我们有保护。
Wall of protection upon our loved ones, upon ourselves.
保护我们所爱的人，保护我们自己。
So every day I pray for my family because I know that they can be vulnerable.
所以每一天我们都需要为我们的家人来祷告，我都为我家人来祷告，因为我知道每一个人都是脆弱的。
And I plead before the Lord for the church of God in these last days.
我更是在这个末世的时代，为着神的教会向神祷告。
That the church of God needs to return back to the Word of God.
好让他的教会能够回到神的话语里面。
That the church of God needs to avoid the ways of the world that are slowly creeping in.
好让那个他的教会能够避免世道慢慢的渗入我们的教导。
May the Lord grant unto us a spirit of intercessory prayer.
求神赐给我们为人代祷的灵。
Let us pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Heavenly Father, we come before your throne of grace.
天上的父神，我们来到你的施恩座前。
We ask, dear Lord, even though at times we are weak and discouraged.
亲爱的主啊，虽然我们很多时候都会软弱，我们都会灰心。
Grant us, dear Father, the grace to lift up our hands.
但是主啊，求你赐给我们有能力举起我们祷告的手。
To plead before you for added strength and added grace.
好让我们能够求你赐下更大的能力，赐下更多的恩典。
At times when the situation of lives are so troubling to our soul.
当我们遇到生命里面困难的时候。
And the burdens of our friends and our loved ones are heavy upon our heart.
或者我们弟兄姊妹，我们亲爱的人，他们所负的担子是多么的沉重的时候。
Make us, dear Father, an intercessor for thee.
父神啊，求你让我们能够成为在你面前的一个代祷的人。
Teach us to pray.
教导我们怎么样祷告。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣名求。
Amen.